Hey guys, it's Tim from Tapes and Scales. It's time to do another trade review. Hope everybody's doing well out there. And today, we're going to talk about a young reader book called Baboon. Baboon! To be specific. Just to go over it again, I am Tim. You can find me on Twitter at mad_dog_Tim. It's one of the better places to get a hold of me. And yeah, this is a fairly interesting book. It has just one person working on it, a man by the name of Pau, I'm going to say, P-A-U. And he is your writer, your artist, your letterer, your colorist, your inker, your cover art, your everything. So that makes it an interesting book to score. I don't think that, when you see books like this, it's very interesting. It can be a very intimate project. But as far as my grading, it's either good or it isn't. So if you're bad in an area, you're going to see it. So, no special treatment because you did it all. It's impressive, and I applaud you. Don't worry, Pau did a pretty good job, though. So this book is published by Dark Horse Comics. It originally was published by a different company in Spain. There was not a ton of issues with translation on this book because this book has zero words in it outside of maybe a sound effect or two. No words. So it's just a loose script, and we're following characters as they move through this world. That doesn't bother me. It's usually okay. So let's see how we did here. Your plot. A baboon is adopted by a leopard and raised like a cat. When his mother dies, he searches the jungle and finds the original group of baboons he was taken from. Will he be able to rejoin the group and society after his different upbringing? My bullet points. All the writing and art by Pau, which is a Spanish writer, and he's known for Atlas and Axis. I'm not as familiar with that, but if anybody wants to tell me it's good, bad, and different, please feel free. Dark Horse version just came out this year, 2020. It's 120 pages, and it's $14.99. Can't beat that. Wordless outside of sound effects that create some powerful moments. It also tiptoes around tropes and predictable scenarios. It's equal parts Lion King and a martial arts flick, which is kind of fun. And it can be read fast, but I think readers definitely benefit from moving slower and absorbing every little thing that happens in panels. I actually found myself flipping back and like, did this happen? Did I see that correctly? And there's certain moments that I think definitely benefit from just really soaking in. Because they're telling you the story through the art, more so. And you want to really have the impact of all these moments. Alright, so my final thoughts on this. It's a very recommendable book for young readers. I think it's solid for younger kids between probably like your 6, 7, 8-year-old kind of range or older. I mean, I'm a grown man and I loved it, so, you know. We'll touch on life and death as well as love and jealousy. So, you know, for a book for younger readers, it does touch upon, you know, things that happen in life. The violence isn't too rough for most readers, but it's there, so the parents should definitely make a judgment call. The monkey more or less is a martial arts master. He just kind of turns into a fighting machine. I would definitely say I enjoyed the first half more than the second half, but for young readers who aren't as aware of likely plot lines that we've seen before, I think they're really going to enjoy it. If this is their first exposure to kind of like, you know, the beats that most stories hit. I don't want to say this is super obvious at places, but it is following kind of like a pathway that you can expect. And finally, wordless comics are an interesting art form, and they absolutely can be amazing. Blanking on a good example besides this, but hey, you know, I've seen them before, they're fun. They're usually shorter, and, or, you know, part of other stories or anthologies. There was a space one, actually, I just reviewed recently, and I'm blanking on the name, I think it was Hydra. Something like that. I'll find out for you. And not post it here. Oh, dang. So it's time for my grades. Your script, since it's not actually writing, is by Pau. Everything's Pau. I give it a 7 out of 10. It's not bad. It flows pretty well. It doesn't include a lot of unnecessary moments, and it tells a pretty gripping story in its 120-page count. The art is also going to get a 7. Art's pretty solid. It's cartoony animals done in a more realistic way. What do I mean by that? I mean, they look like the animals are supposed to be, but they still kind of keep them more simplified. It's more appealing to a younger audience. I definitely like the way the leopard was drawn. The leopard was like a very good bridge between what an animal actually looks like and more of a cartoon style animal. The colors get an 8. I love the colors. They stuck with a certain drab palette for some of the story, and then it kind of is more colorful at other points. You know, lots of browns and yellows and whatnot. It's the jungle, and you know, it can get a little repetitive, and you're like, I want some other colors. So when they gave them to you, it worked. Lettering, I'm not going to give a score since it really doesn't apply. The inks, I'm going to give an 8. They chose good moments to use more solid lines, and I think that was a good move. Book overall, pretty well inked. And the cover's going to get a 7. It represents the leopard. It represents the monkey. The monkey seems like he's an action monkey. Beyond that, I don't know that you're going to get too... I mean, they don't want to give away too much on the cover, so I think they did a good job. It was a good choice for a cover. So what does all those numbers mean? It means this book is a 7 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I think a lot of young readers will absolutely love it, and I'm always on the lookout for a good young reader story since I have little ones in my life, and I'm, you know, a lot of friends have little ones, so it's good to know what's a good book for someone to read and a good book to recommend. And I enjoyed it, and I think, you know, it's something you would really enjoy going through with your kids. You really can't read it to them, but you can kind of follow it with them and explain the panels to them. So I think it's a good book. And I would love to see more from this person, from Powell, and maybe I'll check out this Atlas and Axis thing. It sounds familiar. I think I know what it is. I think I've seen it, but I have not really flipped through it. So that's it. That's the end of today's trade review. If you get a moment, please go on Apple Podcasts, give us a rate review. It can, you know, just tell us the truth, you know? We just are trying to reach a goal of so many people so that we can become Rotten Tomatoes reviewers on Tapes and Scouts, and that would just be amazing. That would be a really fun treat. So if you haven't, you know, if your significant other hasn't, if your kids got phones, and just be like, just do this thing for me. That'd be great. All right. That's it, everybody. Have a good rest of your day, week, month, whatever you're doing. Just have a good one. And we'll be back with more of these before you know it. Later.